Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's noon in Merrick Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Race. Our thankful Thursday Live studio audience has put on their common sense caps and promised to leave them on all day. They're excited for our fifth special segment with our powerful lineup of all-star partners for the March Madness Maskless Month of Makeovers, Motivation, and Marketing. And if it sounds a little funny, it is because, again, we're having issues in the studio, and I'm calling in to my own show on my own cell phone, so bear with me, guys. You know what it is because we're going to be talking a lot about God on this show, and I know that there's evil forces out there that don't want you to know about God and how good God is. And then, of course, we're talking recalls. Of course, they don't want you to get rid of those elected elites, so it's sabotage and censorship canceling us, but we're going to get through it, so bear with us. While we make this the best that we can do, we're just going to keep going. No more excuses, guys, and no more masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick, people, and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. The theme for today and this week on episode 183, Community Awareness, Action, and Faith, delivered by three of our all-star partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They are good people doing good business and good things. Pastor Greg Young, host of Chosen Generation Radio, where everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Shelby Bush, We the People, AZ Alliance, recalling the rhinos and other ridiculous elected elites in Anarchy, Arizona, and Prophet Amanda Grace, founder of Ark Grace Ministries and host of Grace and Glory. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform, bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Everything's home. We are your censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary speakeasy patriots. During March Madness, Maskless Month, 31 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing, we're tackling a different topic each week and every Tuesday and Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. We've added a special live segment, you're listening to it right now, to bring you the all-star team of our 119 partners of the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform, purpose-driven to take action, do a deep dive, and laser focus on today's topic, the week's topic. It's all about no more excuses, and now we've made it easier than ever to take action in only a few minutes a day and learn the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. You're going to hear from three great patriotic people today, good people doing good business and good things, making a difference in your lives, the lives of others, and your community. Take action. You could do this. Everything you need is listed on our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. To get started on your great awakening journey, listen to episode 171, where I give a quick overview of the special March Madness Maskless Month. That's 31 days, because we all know it takes 21 to form a habit. Speaking from experience, we all fall off the wagon, so it is time for more in every aspect of our lives, well, except for those dirty mask people. They don't work, remember? They don't work, so rip them off. They actually make you sick, and they are a symbolism of control and tyranny. You've been wearing them for a year. Rip them off. Take them off, people. It's time to get your freedom back. You can find the episode at the top of our Take Action tab at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com or on your favorite podcast player. Here's a quick recap of the topics for each week in March Madness. Maskless Month and the All-Star episodes. Week 1, Personal Improvement and Growth, that's episode 173. Week 2, Health, Wellness, and Fitness, episodes 176 and 178. Week 3, which is this week, Community Awareness, Action, and Faith, episode 181 from Tuesday. Week number 4, Business and Marketing Success. Week number 5, Personal and Business Coaching. Today's episodes, today's topics, episode 183, Community Awareness, Action, and Faith. March 18th, everybody. Here's your quick daily reminder, and then we're going to jump into the show. Here's a quick daily reminder. The demon rats, the Republic camps, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities who've been lying to us for decades, the 11 bigs, that's big media, big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, and big religion. Pastor Greg didn't talk about that big religion. They're all working together against us, the American people. They have no use for you except take your money and your freedom. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other. Since we are all in this together.
We're all in this together. One, we know that we are. We're all stars and we see that. We're all in this together. And it shows when we stand hand in hand.
Remember, there's 100 million patriots and we vote every day with our time, our efforts and actions and our choices and buying decisions, our wallet. So watch who you support. Watch where you spend your money. No more excuses. It seems to up. It's time to rip off those dirty masks. I'm going to keep saying it until I start seeing no mask wearing people. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Time to rip them off. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action. Do something and reopen America 100%. Tired of this. Hope everybody else is too. Come on, guys. We can do this. This episode is all about love of country and love of God. It's time to get your soul on fire.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart.
Community awareness, action, and faith. Let's end this week of March Maskless Madness with the powerful motivation and inspiration you need to take action and get your God on. It's time for our all-star team of partners. First up, Pastor Greg Young, host of Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. It's designed to cause people to think. Remember, we used to think about the many of their preconceived thoughts on what the responsibility is of Christians in our society. He's a big deal, guys. He's on all over the country on radio. Let's give him a big round of applause. Pastor Greg,
well, thank
Young,
you, Michelle.
How are you today?
Great to be with you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
Oh. I wanted to say hi and how are you? So I thought I would start off on a good note with a good person.
Well, bless your heart. I just wanted to say, I'm so excited to be here again, folks, that I just couldn't hardly contain myself. I just wanted to say to Michelle, it is such a joy to be with you and the Everything Home audience, and I'm thrilled to be starting this off, and I'm so excited that you are that you're making this such focus in this very holy month as we get prepared for what is referred to as Easter Resurrection Sunday and Resurrection Month. I mean, what Jesus did in the course of these days is save humanity, or at least afford humanity the opportunity to make the choice to receive salvation. And I just couldn't think of a better time to be here with you.
Well, and I appreciate it. You're a very busy man. As I said, you're very popular, a radio show star, and you're all over the country on so many stations and networks. So you're It is an honor to have you back on and suck 20 minutes of your time so we can get our God on here. You know, it's kind of a, you know, I would have to say with everything that's happened in the past year, the one positive outcome is that people have turned to their faith or revitalized their faith or renewed their faith or maybe decided to focus on it when they never did before. So of all the bad and all the tragedy, I think that's the one positive thing, the most important that has come through all this. You want to comment on that? Take that in any direction you want.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, when this all began a year ago, one of the words as I was praying into this and seeking God about, you know, what was going on, the Lord told me reset. And, you know, everybody was complaining because remember that, you know, I mean, everything shut down. Sports shut down. Everything shut down, right? And I have removed all distractions. There are no more excuses. Because everyone is in a place of you're by yourself or maybe you're with your family, but there's no extra stuff to distract you from me. And so I'm excited that is the case. Now, you know, does that mean that we are you know, seeing that manifest itself through this particular administration? No, I don't think so. Can I take a moment to read something that I wrote about 8 days ago that I think is very appropriate to what you had said when in opening this segment, Michelle?
Oh, please do. Anything from you. Do what you need to do.
Okay. So always with permission. Here's what the Lord had given me. The current occupant of the White House is illegitimate and is usurping the rights and the will of the people. Countless people who voted for him did so because they believed his lies. Foolishly, evangelicals believed he would stand against abortion. Businesses thought that he would open them up, not shut them down. They believed him when he said that he was a friend of the petroleum and natural gas industries, when he declared he would not mandate masks or vaccines. Now these same people are joining us in feeling betrayed. They want their liberty and their country back. Now is not the time to tuck tail and embrace this usurper. Now we must engage at the local level and take our nation back, by city, by county, and by state. We must resist the overreach and demand our state legislators and governors reject unlawful orders. The federal government does not hold the key to determining elections. That is done at the state and local level. Bills that violate the Constitution are not to be obeyed. The Equality Act, which attempts to usurp the First Amendment, should be disobeyed. In fact, if your state has a constitutional amendment recognizing God's plan for marriage, then your state must invoke its 10th Amendment sovereignty and reject SCOTUS ruling. Arkansas is banning almost all abortions. Oklahoma has passed a bill to reject executive orders. We, the people, are sovereign, not the federal bureaucracy and administrative state. We are not a godless nation, but we've received our inalienable rights from our Creator. A watchful, omnipresent, and omnipotence, we are commanded to stand after having done all. Well, we have not done all. We have not yet resisted the bloodshed. We have not yet resisted the evil that is attempting to take our nation. Satan thought that when Jesus laid down his life and died, that it was over. But 3 days later, he rose again. Resurrection power courses through our spiritual veins. We have been given authority in the spiritual realm, and we must take it. Psalm 94:16 asks, who will address the unrighteousness and the evil lawless ones? Read the entire psalm. God will give us victory, but we must stay in the fight. As to President Trump, pray for him and let God use him, but we must stop putting all hope in his next move. He said it many times. I am returning to the people. Let's accept that responsibility. God has given to us everything we need for life and godliness and all we need to overcome, because Jesus already overcame the world and he is in us as Christians. We are God's angel army and the angels await our commands.
Wow. I think you covered everything that people needed to hear and be reminded, and hopefully at this point, take action and do something. And that's the most important thing. And it sounds like, or at least I feel, that we, you know, we've talked about this before. We all took our eye off the ball. Then we got busy with the stuff we're doing and going out, and the economy was great during Trump, and making good money and playing on the social media, video games or whatever. And now we've got a mess on our hands. We don't have the freedoms. We're going to lose more. Evil is everywhere, infestated our entire government system at every level and every big entity, including the SCOTUS, the embarrassing SCOTUS. So disappointed in Amy Coney Barrett. Can't even begin to tell you how much I was excited for her and actually wasted my time watching those hearings and supporting her. Anyway, a little rant that I just wanted to tell people so they are not alone when they have anger. You're not alone, people. Not alone. You know, it's, we have to do something. You can't sit back anymore. And I think that was a great reminder that God gave us everything. And it's almost, how bad do you want it? Like, what's holding everybody back from doing something and taking that action and, you know, turning to faith? We've got the tools, but it just seems like we're still being lazy. Like, what is it going to take for people to realize they don't live in a free country anymore? They don't. How many people are still not allowed to go to church? Or they got a social distance, which is a big farce. They can't sing in church. I mean, just ridiculous things. Comment on that. Like, what is it going to take? I mean, does the whole place just need to burn down before people go, maybe I should have done something?
I'm reminded of the very famous thing, right? When they came for the machinists, I was not a machinist. When they came for the unionists, I was not a unionist. When they came for the Jews, I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and no one was left.
Yeah.
We cannot sit back. Too often we hear preachers preaching about wait till the rapture comes, wait till Jesus's return. Don't fear it, you know, it's going to get bad, but it's okay. We'll be all right, and we're going to get excused. I wonder why such arrogance from the throne, from the pulpits of the West. What about the Coptic Christians who are having their heads sawed off? What about our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria right now whose daughters are being taken and raped by Muslims regularly? Their churches being burned to the ground. What about those believers, those Christians who literally live their lives by faith, who have no steady monthly income or job, or every day is a struggle and a challenge? They sleep in cars on the side of the road. They take their life into their hands. I have 130 churches in India that I oversee right now, and every minister there, every time he leaves his home to go and minister to someone that's a part of his church, takes his life into his hands and says goodbye to his wife and his children, and they don't know if they're coming home. What about them? Are we supposedly so much more special I don't think so. God is not a respecter of persons. And every temptation and every challenge is equal to every person of faith. No, I think the issue here, honestly, Michelle, is that we need to start preaching from the pulpits that it's time to engage. Jesus Christ wasn't hung on a cross because the Romans understood that he was the Son of God and going to take away the sins of the world. Jesus was hung on a cross because the Romans saw him as a threat to their Caesar, to their deity. The Sadducees and the Pharisees saw him as a threat to their system of temple worship and losing their power and their authority. Jesus was far from politically correct, and he didn't run around on a horse throwing out candy canes and flowers. He spoke truth, and it cut to the very bone. The Word of God, it says, cuts to the bone, to the marrow, and it's a double-edged sword. But people right now, I believe, are hungry for a real gospel, something worth fighting for, something that changes your life, something you can hang your very breath upon, something worth dying for. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Father in heaven, the message of the gospel that sets people free truly from the real enemy, which is sin, which is like a cancer, that's worth dying for. I got a call yesterday from a man that I ministered to for multiple years, who was coming to my church in California. And he'd go a couple of weeks and be doing okay. He'd no show on a Saturday night, and I knew it was because he was on a drunk and he was high on drugs. And after I dropped everybody else off, I'd go to his house and I'd assure him that God still loved him and had forgiveness for him. And today, his family is together. He's serving God. That's what this is about. Changed lives.
So what do you think would be the best way for people to get a taste of that so that they can immerse themselves at whatever, you know, not everybody has 10 hours a day to do, you know, deep dives on things or maybe even an hour, but in order to realize what it's all about, and get that feeling. You got to feel it, right? Like I always say, in order for people to make a big change, they have to get beyond angry. I don't mean you're a pastor, but I say they have to get pissed. People have to get that angry in order to make a change in their lives. So on the opposite side, what can people do to really get a taste of how amazing to follow in the Word of God and really understand what Jesus Christ is all about and what you're discussing in detail today? You have to make it easy for people, I think, because otherwise they get distracted.
Here's a quick key.
What's the low-hanging fruit that they can go, I get it now. Oh, I get what everybody's been talking about.
Here's a quick key. First of all, do this. Everybody can do this. Put your hands on your head, and I'll tell you why. Because the battle is in your mind, Michelle. Every war, every fight that we fight is in our thoughts. That's where we're attacked. We're all attacked there, in our thoughts. And then repeat this scripture, Galatians 2:20, and it says simply these words, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Lord, fill me with your presence and use me today to your glory and cleanse me. Amen.
Amen. So after they do that, they might need a little bit more encouragement. You know, I've been told just to start simple by reading a chapter a day in the Bible. Kind of, it's a little too much for certain people, right? Because they're so busy, you know, changing their masks and keeping their stores shut, staying home, not shaking hands, giving hugs. They're too busy doing all that. Is there any other verses or chapters in the Bible that might help them, like I said, get that light bulb on where they have that, their soul, well, back to the song, your soul's on fire, where you really get it and you're then encouraged to share with others. And not from like an extreme Bible person where, you know, you're knocking on doors and kind of doing something like that where people will, it'll what? Be turned off. I'm looking to get the masses into this. Like, you know, when I talked about the American Patriots Bible, and I had mentioned that to you. So somebody from like a standpoint of me where you're more business oriented and you're thinking marketing all the time and you're now, I'm moving this platform a little bit more into a combination of the history and the Bible combination and the foundation of this country. So I said it's all about a love of country, love of God, and current events, and they all blend together. It's amazing. The timeline kind of parallels. It's crazy. I mean, this country was founded on the principles of Judeo-Christian values, and
absolutely,
that's the basis for what this whole country was founded on. And that's what I said. You know, that's another way for people who don't necessarily aren't traditionally, you know, maybe I don't want to use the word religious, but even reading the Bible, that's a way for them to get a different version or get them on the hook so that they get it. And what else do you think that somebody else can do so we can reach more people and then let them realize that, you know, I want that light bulb to go on for everybody so they do take that action, they do something, because, you know, you mentioned the Equality Act and that thing goes through, religious liberties and religious freedom is gone. I mean, I don't think that, you know, people aren't realizing that. We haven't pushed people fighting back on that yet because we're working on HR1 right now. I don't want to give too many things because, you know, one, two things is enough for people. Whoa, God forbid you click three buttons and see the two, you know, make two phone calls instead of three. So you want to just, like I said, there's something else. There's got to be something else that we can do, we can share where they go, okay, I'm in. I'm on
great,
the team. I'm on team.
Yeah,
God, let's do it.
A great book to pick up is My Utmost for His Highest. It's just a simple daily devotional. It's a scripture and a reading. Won't take you but more than probably 5 to 7 minutes. But to what I was saying, too, about Galatians 2:20, that is an action plan. And here's how, Michelle. Jesus's disciples learned by walking with him and having interactions. You don't have to go knocking on doors to suddenly have on your I'm just Christian hat. When you go to work, when you are in the market, in the grocery store, you have to understand, you and I right now, our meeting, our coming together, this program was written out for us before we drew our first breath. Think about how mind-blowing that concept is in and of itself. Psalm 139, he wrote out the days of our lives before we drew our first breath. That means that God, at the beginning of time, determined that Pastor Greg and Michelle would be talking today and determined that those of you that are listening today would be listening today. He's also orchestrated the people that you're going to meet along the way, at the grocery store, at work, wherever you are, people you talk to on the phone. Be sensitive to listening to that still small voice as it guides you through your day. And just like you said, Michelle, there are people that are out there that are hurting. And all they want to hear is that someone cares. And you can point them to that someone, and you can be the hands and feet of that someone by simply noticing when someone looks like they're feeling a little down, and you might just say, hey, how you doing? Oh, man. Well, you know what? Can I pray for you? Really? Yeah. Right now? Yeah, they'll make it a quick prayer. We don't have to get, doesn't have to be 15 minutes. Lord, you know what Bob is going through or Susie is going through or whoever it is. And Father, I know you love them. I know you care about them. And I just ask you to meet them right where they are and meet this need. And I ask it in the only name I know to ask, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for giving us that prayer. So now people just need to rewind the episode a few times, memorize it. We're handing it to you on a silver platter, guys. And what I'm actually doing is I'm gonna write that up. I'm gonna stick it on the website, so then that way somebody can just cut and paste it and just memorize it. So we did the hard, heavy lifting. Now you just gotta start repeating it. And I know that you're a busy guy and you gotta go. I've taken you longer than the 20 minutes. Like I said, I was gonna try to keep you as long as I could. But just one more thing, and then I want you to plug your show. Give your website, talk, and the cancel culture is targeting the Christian faith and patriots because they want the reverse order of what it's supposed to be. This country is supposed to be God, then the people, then the government. And they want it to be the government, people, and then just erase God. And that's not what's supposed to happen. So, I hope people listen to this episode and your segment a couple times, get that inspiration to realize what they've lost already, maybe that reality needs to kick in, and then what is coming down and being worse, and get up, take action, and join the movement. So, Pastor Greg, give your website and plug the show, please.
Absolutely. My pleasure. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. One more time. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. 1 Peter 2:9-10. Is what it's based on, 1 Peter 2:9-10. And no topic off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. It's not a preaching show. We get into all the political stuff that's going on today, but we do it looking through a biblical world lens and understanding that if he is the God of the universe, then he's the God of this world and everything that happens on it. He has a say in how it's supposed to be done.
It's an incredible show. Amazing guests. You're a fabulous host. You got a great radio voice. There's no reason why the whole country is not listening to Pastor Greg Young on Chosen Generation Radio. We need to talk about doing a special segment, maybe once a month, depending on your schedule, where we just we remind people of this and all of this. I think it's really important. I'm putting you on the spot right now because it's live, but we'll talk off the air.
Because you can.
Now that I threw it out there, and if you said that God already planned all this, well, I figured, oops, sorry.
It would be my honor.
It would be my
honor, Michelle. You let me know, and we will make it happen. And God bless you, and God bless all of your wonderful audience.
Thank you so much, Pastor Greg. PG in the house, everybody. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week or the week after. I think you're coming back on for your seven-minute segment, which I'm sure will be longer than 7 minutes. So thank you, sir. You're the best.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless
thank you.
You.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Oh, what a powerful man. What a powerful man. We are a little bit over here, so I'm going to jump right into Shelby Bush. Shelby, I'm so sorry that we took longer than expected, but when someone's speaking the word like that and giving the encouragement and even the solutions, it's hard to push the stop button. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. You know, I tell people all the time, we are not going to win this political battle in the flesh and in our own will. There's no political solution for this. This is good versus evil, and the only one that's really going to see us through this is God.
And you've shared that numerous times when you've come on the show before, so I knew that you were on the same page, and it would actually be an incredible segue to talk about what's going on here in Arizona with We the People, AZ Alliance. It's just real, and you know, normally when we do our segment, I kind of joke around a little bit and throw that out, but it's kind of, we're in a serious mode right now, so I'm gonna change gears just because I don't think it's appropriate to throw in my normal comments, you know. Because he did get me a little emotional during what he was saying. So I'm going to keep it in that mode, if you don't mind. And you go in whatever direction, because I know we want to bring in Amanda Grace here shortly. But you just want to remind the people that the Constitution is not suspended during a pandemic. And, you know, we have – the government is only – has the power to that upon which we give it to them, you know, the consent of the governed. And we have the right of, as American people, to cancel the government if they violate our Constitution, which is what your entire organization is doing. So most of the audience is very familiar with you, but if you want to give us a couple updates, you know, yesterday we talked about the event on Saturday, but if you want to kind of give an overview, dig deep, share what you want to share, so more people can get on board and support you and the efforts of these recalls.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we filed the recall on the Board of Supervisors. That was our first mode of action when we set out on this journey on December 30th. We filed recalls on them. And the pressure involved in those recalls is working, right? Sometimes our end results are to actually start task, end task, finish task, and get the win. The win here is our state wants a forensic audit. And we've been in tight communication with the Senate. I know Senator Fan released a statement this morning. It was a little weaker than most people had hoped for, I think, because she brought a lot of positive stuff about cooperation with the county, and I think that really disturbed people. But the bottom line is, they have built a team. That team has not been announced yet, but the team includes somebody to do the forensic audit of the equipment, the scanning of the ballots, and the hand recount of the ballots for Maricopa County. And so the pressure that we have all applied between my organization and other organizations like us here in the Valley, we have propelled Arizona into a direction where no other state is making headway. And that's something that we need to be very proud of. We are currently and actively working to recall all five Board of Supervisors. We also have an active recall out on Governor Ducey, Katie Hobbs, and Kathy Hoffman. And, you know, these elected need to understand that their office is given to them. It's given to them by the American people. And they really need to realize that we have the power to give them that seat. We also have the power to take it away. And sometimes that effect happens during recalls, and sometimes that effect happens during election. But the most important thing is we cannot lose the power of the election. It is instrumental and so important that we get this forensic audit, that it is done right, and we can expose all the faults of what happened in 2020 and way before 2020.
Yeah, and it's just important that everybody gets more involved. I mean, I keep repeating that every day on this show, that it's time to take action. The days of, well, somebody else is going to do it, or, you know, my vote counts and I'm too busy, they're long gone. The ship has sailed, and it's up to us to make a difference, to get involved. If you can't volunteer with your organization, We the People AZ Alliance, you can at least sign the petition and get your family and friends to sign it, even if you can't volunteer to help out on a bigger scale. That's our responsibility as Americans. It's our responsibility as residents of Arizona, because you guys have taken the effort and the time and getting beat up all over the place in order to put this in motion. And you're brave enough to do that, and you've made the progress and headway, and it's up to us. You know, there's how many million people that live here, 6 million people. It's our responsibility now to join in and finish it off and get the state and get everything back to where it should be, and get rid of the people who are destroying your lives, your freedom, your God-given rights, and your liberties, your businesses, your families. Mind-blowing.
That's the bottom line, right? People have to realize that if we truly have a government that belongs to the people, by the people, and for the people, which is what our founders gave us, it involves the people. And in order to maintain and keep that, the people have to remain engaged. They have to be vigilant, and they have to be willing to get their hands dirty. Because when we stay home and we stay complacent, that is when the government makes decisions for us, and that has to stop. Right now, we've got an action in government where they are trying to eliminate the filibuster. If they eliminate the filibuster, there is a real chance that scary bills like H.R. 1 and H.R. 8, which affect our elections and federalizes it, it also, H.R. 8 federalizes gun control, that's huge. And there are literally two Democratic senators standing in the way of the filibuster leaving. And that happens to be, once again, I'll focus on Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema. Kyrsten Sinema has stood strong and said that she will not vote to eliminate the filibuster. And so there's a lot of pressure coming down on Kyrsten to change that vote and to vote party lines with the Democrats to get rid of the filibuster. We need to support her. And we need to let her know, thank you for representing all voters of Arizona, not just the Democrat. We need to keep the filibuster. But people need to be vigilant, and they need to understand that each of these legislative actions greatly affect our lives. It's not one vote, one decision. Every decision has a domino effect that will change the course of history and the course of our republic for ages. So we have to take action. We have to get up off our couch, and we have to dedicate an hour, 2 hours, 20 hours, whatever it takes to preserve this for our future generations.
Well, I didn't realize that Kyrsten Sinema was one of the deciding factors in that. So that's going to be our new take action item for everybody. We're going to make that a priority. We were doing HR 1, but we're going to add that in because she's here. So again, Arizona people, it's time. Take action tab. You can go right to the Arizona section at everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And the contact information for Kyrsten is there. You will see it. It's very clearly labeled. You can find everybody in the whole country, everybody locally in every single state, all of Shelby's We the People AZ Alliance recall information is there, how to volunteer, her website, and even petitions, and you can download them there if you want to do that. So we've eliminated the excuses, because we've got leaders like Shelby to help us take the action. Shelby, I got to bring in Miss Amanda Gray. So give the website and plug anything real quick, and I got to jump to her, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. So it's wethepeopleazalliance.com. Again, wethepeopleazalliance.com. It is a place and will continue to be a place moving forward into the future where people can engage, they can find out what's going on, and they can learn how to take action. So God bless you all, and we'll see you on the flip side.
All right. Thank you so much, Shelby. We'll talk to you next week, and then you can tell us another fabulous update. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing and everything that Eric and you and the whole group and Steve, and keep the fight, man. You're doing awesome work, my friend. Doing God's work.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Shelby. Shelby Bush, We the People, AZ Alliance. All right. I'm going to bring on my next guest. I'm going to bring on my next guest. We're going a little long, but it's kind of been a heavy show, and it's just important. It's important information. You guys got to take action. There's no more time to be sitting on the sidelines. My next guest, one of my favorites, Prophet Amanda Grace. She's the founder and part of Grace Ministries. She's a proven prophet who documents the visions, dreams, and prophecies that God has given her. And she's an incredible entertainer, which who knew, right? Who knew? The girl from Brooklyn. And many have come to fruition in 2020 and now 2021. She has her own weekly show, and she's also the co-host of the popular show Grace and Glory with Pastor Dave Sandlett, her brother from another mother. Audience, big round of applause for our friend, Prophet Amanda Grace. Hey, my dear, how are you?
Hello, that was some intro.
Well, you're some lady.
Well, praise the Lord for that, let me tell you. It's a battlefield out there.
It is, and, you know, I appreciate you being on hold for a little bit there, but I needed Shelby to really just kind of push people hopefully over the edge because, you know, you're getting the word from God. Arizona's a critical place where the people need to do something. They got to take action. It's up to us to now take the baton to the next step, you know?
Well, it is, and, you know, it's Arizona is so crucial because once one flips, it's like dominoes. So once one state starts going that way, the other states begin to go that way, you know? So this is why it's so crucial for one of the states that were, you know, the most in question to really stand up here and be on the right side of history.
And you've talked about this numerous times on your show and then the Grace and Glory show about Arizona and the election in general. I mean, I think you were talking about it last year, meaning last year, like a year ago this time, not just December of 2020. Is there anything that you want to share with the audience that you think that they need to know about you besides being so fabulous? And then we want to just talk about some specifics or things that have come to you recently.
Okay.
And, of course, we've got to plug your shows.
Well, I have a pig named Noble. we have an animal sanctuary. That's it. So attached to the ministry, we have an animal sanctuary. This is the way the Lord set it up. So we have Ark of Grace Sanctuary, too, where we take in lost, sick, abandoned animals. And most of them stay here for the rest of their life, no matter how long that is. We're actually getting a new member in April, which is a surprise. So when the new member comes, we'll announce it live with
the
sanctuary member there. Yep, beginning of April.
Okay, girlfriend's coming in. All right.
Well, not a girlfriend for Noble yet. It's another type of animal that that we recently got a call about. So this is going to be exciting to announce. And so we do that also as part of the ministry because, you know, when the Lord says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, yes, I know I'm not preaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to the animals, but showing the love of God is part of the gospel. So loving God's creation as well is very important to what we do. It's a crucial part of what we do because the animals are tools in the hands of the Lord that then softens people's hearts to hear the word of the Lord.
You know, you had mentioned that in one of your shows, and I wrote it down because I said, you know, and I never looked at it like that. And that's the thing. I just want to give you some kudos here. The thing that really that attracted me to you most when I discovered you only a couple months ago was the way that you share the word of God plus what he says to you and get more people encouraged to kind of look at things in a different way or become more spiritual. I don't want to say religious because the big religion has ruined that. But
oh, the enemy loves religion. He loves to ensnare people in religion.
Okay.
So you're right about that.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that there's too much money and power that has been abused in that. And, of course, anybody that shut their church down and didn't fight for people, I can't watch Joel Osteen anymore. Just lost a lot of respect for people. But you bring it about in a totally different way where it's entertaining and it's more lighthearted, where it's not like something so stereotypical where anybody can really get it and become more a part of it, where it's more welcoming. And that's why I was so attracted to the way that you just speak, because you hit a greater audience of people that need it. So, way to go. Way to make people like me open a Bible and keep it on my desk and actually buy one, another version of
one. Well, praise the Lord for that. That's actually a big part of the ministry we do, is we buy Bibles worldwide for whoever needs them to make sure we get the Word of God into people's hands. But, you know, praise the Lord that the Lord structured it this way, in that it's kind of funny, and I joke around about this, but Andrew Lucas, who did our new intro that we have on Ark of Grace Ministries on YouTube, the intro is so nice and welcoming, and I said it's like I welcome you in and then I smack you in the face with the Word of God, which is a typical Italian thing to do. And so this is what basically I do, is I welcome you in, and then because these words I deliver from the Lord, they're not fluffy by any means. You know, there's some serious things in them. But because, you know, I'm an Italian girl. I was born in the Bronx, New York. You know, I was raised down there part of my life. So I'm very, not normal, because I'm not normal. We're peculiar from the start, us born into the prophetic. We're peculiar children even. But you see, I have, you know, it's relatable. You know, what I go through in my daily life. I mean, I've got a pig in back of me, and I'm trying to deliver the word from the Lord and shed the cockatiels in back of me, you know, trying to hog the camera. And then, you know, we have my husband, Chris, who has a traumatic brain injury, you know, and that's an adventure in itself dealing with. So people see I go through trials myself. So right. I'm not trial-free by any sense of imagination. I've been processed a lot in my lifetime, and I've gone through some very serious things that the Lord has delivered me out of. And so I think when people see that, and then they hear the New York accent to boot, and my mannerisms, I have very Italian mannerisms, you know, that it's very disarming for them, because I'm not, sometimes what happens in ministry when people get too corporate is they tend to become robotic and rehearsed in how they talk. I am not like that. I can't be that way. We're not hardwired as Italians to be that way, you know? We're hardwired in a way to be very real and truthful and direct and colorful and funny. And so that was a good foundation for the Lord to work with as far as raising up this ministry, because, you know, there's a reason why Jesus was born in a way where he was born in the Middle East. Because he had to look like one of them, in a way, for them to listen. You see what I mean? They had to, in a way, feel like he was amongst the people, or he was like them to a degree, even though he was God, you know? And I think that's an important, it's an important part of that. He was still the Son of God, but people could still approach him. He was approachable, which the Pharisees were not approachable. So think about that comparison. The Pharisees were not approachable. They were acting high and mighty. We're so holy, you lowly people. And here comes Jesus wading through the crowds, touching people and healing them, total opposite of what the Pharisees do, which in a way expose them. So the Lord, in a way, mm-hmm. has been for the past, oh, I don't know, we'll say 5 years or more, been raising up these very unique ministries that he's building himself that look totally different than what people have been used to in the past, because it's unlike any other time in history. And so the Lord is raising up these very unique ministries that have a very colorful flavor in them of the Lord in order to reach the people and relate to them. You see what I mean?
Well, you just summed it up brilliantly about it makes total sense, because if I'm a perfect example of somebody who just all of a sudden got a Bible on their desk and is actually looking at it. And because I can relate to somebody like you. I'm from New Jersey. When I heard the accent, I said, mm-hmm. I'm all in. I don't even care what she says. I don't care what she says. I'm in. And I know people. And then, of course, I listen to every episode, and I'm not a one potato chip kind of gal. You know what I mean? I'm not one glass of wine kind of gal. So I need more episodes. I need more than like one or two weeks. So I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. You need to do more shows.
Oh, you're so funny. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. You know, we have, because I have Grace and Glory now too. And so, you know, we film that weekly, and we're starting a new show actually as well.
Ooh.
Me and Pastor Dave, my big brother, and Mr. Jim Stockstill are starting a new show called Window into the Supernatural. And this is going to be a very interesting show for people to really make the supernatural, the Lord, and that realm very tangible for people. Talking about experiences, bringing guests on that can see in the realm of the spirit too, that have had experiences that the Lord, you know, has revealed himself to. And so we'll announce that, but we're going to be beginning that as well. So there is an extra show coming.
Okay.
It's in the works.
That'll help. Yeah. I need a little solo Amanda Grace, a little solo Amanda Grace. That's all right. I'll take what I can get.
We'll try. We'll see how much we could do as the nicer weather comes now, and, you know, how much more we can do with Ark of Grace Ministries and broadcasting. You know, I've noticed there are times with the prophetic, I'll have 4 broadcasts in a week on Ark of Grace. And then there are times, you know, I have 1 or 2 depending on what the Lord is saying to me. And sometimes you have to kind of step back and seek the Lord and allow him to fill you back up, because it is draining to, I don't know if people realize how draining it is to prophesy and to preach and to teach and to do those things. So there are times your vessel gets a little depleted. And so then you take a step back for a moment to let the Lord fill it back up. So then you could pour it out to everybody again.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I kind of just thought you're superstar. So, yeah, all right. I'll let it fly. Well, and you do say on the show, you know, because God is a very jealous God, right? And he wants your attention, and the next thing you know, he keeps you up all night. So I'm thinking, God, I'm up all night or really late. It's tough for me to, be on my game during the day too. So, yeah, all right, I get it now.
He's merciful in that sense, where I don't feel it as much at times after he's had me up for hours. I feel like I got a full night's sleep. So that is the power of God that can even override how your body may feel, whether it can sense it slept or not. So there are times I'll be up for 3.5 hours, you know, with the Lord or more. And then I'll, after I'm done, go back to sleep for a little bit, and I'll wake up and I'll feel totally fine and totally refreshed. So that's the power of the Lord, where he could just refresh your body and your spirit. And it was kind of like a good example is when Elijah fled. You know, it's interesting because Elijah kept calling, you know, he stopped the rains in the heavens. He calls down, fire on Ahab's soldiers, and then Jezebel says, "You're dead," and he takes off, which was really weird because he had just done all these incredible things. And when he went into the wilderness, what had happened? The Lord said he had to go back. But the Lord sent an angel, and the angel made this we'll call it a power bar of that time. He made like a power bar that Elijah ate, and he outran chariots. Now, chariots probably go about 25 miles an hour,
right,
probably up maybe to 35 miles an hour. He outran Ahab's chariot on what the Lord gave him. So the Lord is more than capable of overriding our systems in our body to ensure we could do the job at hand. You know, we could be getting really attacked by the enemy, and because he's really pissed off right now. If there ever is a time that the enemy, you know, has his underwear in a twist right now, it's this time because Passover's approaching.
See what Passover's I mean, everybody? Approaching. See what I mean? How could you not want to listen to this woman all day? See what I mean? This is not your typical from the pulpit, you know, stuffy person with,
if
you
there's
know,
ever
a time,
you know, the enemy's not happy right now. And, I was going to say, he'll make it difficult, you know, at times. And even the Lord can override that. You could be getting attacked the first part of the day and start praying and getting in the Word and asking the Lord to fill you. And the next thing you know, the enemy wish he never attacked you in the first place, because now what's coming out of your mouth is even more damaging to him than had he not attacked you to begin with.
Well, yeah,
so,
he likes poke the bear.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now
he likes
okay,
to do that. Yes.
Yeah.
He likes to do that, and this is what I say, and I say this out loud. I'll go, okay, you want to play this way. If you don't stop and your demonic forces don't knock it off, I'm going to talk about Jesus even more, and I'm going to glorify God even more publicly, and I'm going to put out even more teachings and Bible verses and scriptures about the Lord because you don't want to stop. Because that's their worst nightmare. That's an epic fail to them. You glorify God more publicly because they attacked you, that is one of their worst nightmares come true. So I usually do that when they're attacking to back them off.
And it works.
It does. It does. They get petrified because they get in trouble if you're glorifying God more because their attack then was ineffective and it actually did the reverse and caused the kingdom of God to be furthered more. So then they get in trouble because, you know, there's a hierarchy in the demonic realm. They get in trouble with their superiors, we'll say. So that is something I have found that is just very effective. When
so
they
want you're laying
to,
down
and,
the Trump
and
card.
They start at different times. What'd you say?
I said you're laying down the Trump card on the demons.
Well, yeah, I'm basically saying, well, because you're attacking me, this is going to cause me to glorify God even more than I already am, which petrifies them, and use the name of Jesus even more, and, you know, welcome the presence of the Lord even more into my home, and it just makes them petrified, because that means that they failed. That it's a serious fail if you're glorifying God more because of their attack. You're supposed to be glorifying him less. So it's like a game of chess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I think what you just said was brilliant. We're going to put that in a soundbite and put it in, on the website because, you know, on this platform, we're trying to get people to take action. And you have to make it easy for people. We've proven that. It has to be almost basic. So Pastor Greg Young gave us a little prayer that people can that share with other people. We're going to put that on there. And then you just gave us an action item, like a speech, a lashing for the demons when they come around because they're coming around a lot. They come down. They're here today because they knew this show was going to have you and him, and we were going to talk about God and love of country and how to, you know, help out Arizona and the rest of the country to get this election back where it needs to be. So I had to call in my own station because I couldn't log in through the computer the normal way. So this happened the other day. And it's been, you know, there's technical difficulties that keep happening. I mean, it's bad enough we get censored in all different directions because they don't like that we talk about God and patriotism and helping people and, you know, supporting business and ripping off masks. You know, they hate that. So they hate me. That's okay. I don't mind. You can hate me. It's cool. All right. Join the club.
You know what you could do? You can anoint your equipment. I'm not even kidding you. Anoint it with oil and pray over your equipment.
Really?
That the enemy can't come in and block, interfere, or scramble your equipment. I'm not even kidding you. Let me tell you something. I learned my lesson the hard way after the enemy broke two computers on me. I have to start anointing the equipment I use. Because let me tell you something. Technology. Demons are very technical. If people don't think they are, they're mistaken. Because technology comes from the Greek word, I think it's techne, techne happened to be the false Greek goddess of craft and arts.
Oh.
And our word technology was birthed from that beginning. And so if we don't think they're technical, they are. And if we don't think they have an ability to interfere in a computer, they do. So I learned the hard way, and I started anointing the computer, you know what I mean? The equipment, praying over it purposely, because these strange things kept happening. You know, I've had two laptops and one monitor broken, just completely broken on me.
Like out of nowhere. Like all of a sudden you're like, why is this not working?
It just completely, crashed, and these were new computers. Brand new. So
this happens a lot. I talk to a lot of people. I mean, each month I have like at least 70 different guests, and this month it's even more than that because we're doing our all-stars, and you're an all-star partner of ours. So I've had like 100, there'll be 100 different people I'm talking to every month. And I'd say a large portion of them having, the ones that are on, that are really keyed in, include in, they're having similar problems. And it's only
It's the time of the year, too, because we're approaching Passover. The enemy hates Passover. And Passover falls early this year. It falls the end of March to the beginning of April, whereas normally it falls in the middle of April. So it's prophetic in itself, a significance that the Passover is falling early. And the enemy hates that time of Passover because Passover was a representation of Jesus ultimately. The Passover lamb, the blood covering the doorway, you know, being spared from death. It's all a representation. It was a foreshadowing of Jesus. And so, but the Jews were delivered from a very pagan nation that had very high-ranking principalities overseeing it, and God made a spectacle of them, disarmed them, and literally broke Egypt, which was the superpower of the world at that time. He broke them. And so the Lord said this Passover, he was going to put an exclamation point on it. Now, when the Lord says that, look for some major events to happen on Passover. I'm still praying about which ones, but he said he was going to be memorable, and he was going to put an exclamation point on it. So he's going to make his point very clear, basically, on Passover of how he feels. And so the closer you get to Passover, the more the enemy begins to attack you. Because literally, you've got, in a way, windows of heaven opening over Passover. This is why we do Passover on Ark of Grace. We're going to do it this year. I'm going to announce it. We're going to do the Passover meal on Ark of Grace and go through it with everybody. So everybody can partake in it. And so Passover is a very powerful time. And it is a time the enemy hates. And I would not be surprised if we saw a lot of movement in this country during Passover.
You know, what you just described is fascinating because it parallels exactly what's going on now where, you know, look at it from just like from average people trying to use common sense, trying to figure everything out. They're supposed to have an explanation, right? They're going, okay, well, this year Passover happens to be early, and it usually never is. Okay, well, this year we need that Passover early based on what you described as Passover and the meaning behind it and what's transpiring, obviously, in current events. And then, of course, all of these other things that are transpiring. It's almost like, and just want people to just open your minds a little bit, where it's part of a plan. Like, this is all part of a plan. Everything that's being exposed or everything that's happening And the fact that you're getting more of these words from him and other people are getting some prophetic words, and they're very similar. And I know that you're not listening to each other's because you don't even tune in to the news or to other people, so that way you can keep your message pure. But it just further verifies that this is coming from God. It has you can't say that you guys are making it up, because you can't. People are saying the similar things. They're even using certain words, and you don't. And as you say on the show, God doesn't talk like an Italian from Brooklyn. He talks in his own words, so you don't talk the same way, the way that when he's delivering the word to you. So I mean, it's almost like it's so fascinating that you're proving it. You're proving it. I just want people to open their minds. Just listen to one of your shows, and they'll be hooked. They'll be hooked. And I'm hoping that's the light bulb that people need in order to be more involved, renew your faith, and you know, get closer to God, really understand what this is all about, and start paying attention and learning and doing things and take the action and anoint your equipment. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's important for us to take the time to have a relationship with the Lord. God wants to speak an awful lot. Not many people want to sit still long enough to listen. And so right now, through events we see happening, the Lord is speaking, because the Lord is exposing everything. He is shaking. He is exposing. He is exposing lies and corruption and really laying a case before the people of the United States of America. And what he's saying is, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether you're going to serve this corrupt pagan nonsense that is going on, and the United States is going to go down a different path, or if you're going to surrender and serve me, the Lord, and return unto me, and I'll return unto you, and I will heal your nation. This is the case he's laying out before the people. And I think because people can't see all God all the time, when they have, you know, Amazon two-day shipping and all sorts of other things at their fingertips, you know, I think sometimes it sears them and their mind and their spirit when it comes to the Lord. But the Lord, he's very real and he's very tangible, and he wants to speak to his people. And he wants to speak to those that come to him truly, you know, surrendering all to him. He wants to speak. It's just a matter of, are you willing to listen? Like, I have to let the Lord say whatever he wants to say to me. There are some people that will only pray and say, I only want to hear about Donald Trump. And yes, the Lord talks about Donald Trump. He talks about, you know what I mean, the government.
Mm-hmm.
But when I allow the Lord the freedom, say whatever you want, Lord, because you have a bird's eye view, I don't. The Lord will begin to talk to you about many things, including government, including governments in other countries, including different area branches, the judicial branch, corporations, Silicon Valley, phenomenon, weather patterns, science. He'll get real scientific with you too, if you allow him to, you know. And so basically, I give the Lord the freedom to just say whatever he wants to say to me and write it down. Because if he wants to say it at that moment, it's important. It's important. And I realize that he's the God of the whole universe, so I'm going to hear about different governments in different countries, different peoples in different countries, different discoveries in different countries. You see what I mean? Because he's the God of the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
he talks about many things. If you give him the freedom to do so, some people say, well, prophecies aren't long. They're short. Well, no, if you're only telling the Lord you want to hear about one thing, he may only give you two sentences. But if you allow him to, in his infinite wisdom, flow, I'll give you an example. On March 9th, 2021, he says to me, a new protein strand shall be discovered. I said, what? What do you mean a new protein strand? I don't know what a protein strand is, you know? But this is what the Lord says to me. I'll tell you something interesting. Now, Dawn Marie said this to me. March 11th, 2021. New breaking news article, scientists find a natural protein that stops allergies and autoimmune conditions.
Unbelievable.
2 days later, 2 days later after he spoke that to me about a new protein strand being discovered, 2 days later, breaking news, they found it.
Breaking.
So, and sometimes it happens that fast. Sometimes it takes years, you know?
I would have loved to see in your face when you're, when you went, protein strand? I don't know what a protein strand. What are you talking
about? Oh, I do that to him a lot. I have an argument with him, with the Lord, many times of when I finally go back and look at these prophetic words, I go, you want me to say what?
Right.
You want me to say this publicly? And he goes, yes, I do. And you can't argue. That's it. Discussion's over. We're moving on. So that does happen quite a bit when I come back into my flesh and I look at what now he's given me and I go, oh, my gosh. So that happens. Yeah. When I see these things come to pass a lot, I'm as shocked as anybody else.
God, it's funny. That's so funny. You know, you don't film any of that, right? Because that would actually...
I wish I filmed my reactions because I have very colorful reactions to things.
Yeah. Oh, it's just... It's that Italian Brooklyn flair just comes out so much, but that's what that's what works. It works. It's great. Before you, I'm well over your time. How much time do you got? Do you want to do a couple more minutes? You got five. You want to do an hour and a half?
I have a couple more minutes. Yeah, I have five more minutes. Okay. I could talk.
Okay. I just want to make a comment before you kind of take the floor here. You know, the bird in the background in the cage, okay? Here's the thing I want people to appreciate. It is the character of the, and the wisdom of this bird and the vanity that he has that he needs to be on camera is absolutely unbelievable. So it's so fun to watch. So I just want to kind of do a visual for people. And the cage is huge, okay? And this little bird, I mean, maybe like 2-3 inches, little guy, just a little guy, and the cage is totally huge. But he knows that when Amanda Grace, because you can't say Amanda, it has to be Amanda Grace, when Amanda Grace is doing her live, he knows there's a tiny little spot in the lower right-hand corner that he can be seen in the camera. And then whenever she moves her chair or her shoulder and blocks him, he goes crazy. He just starts chirping and screaming because he knows he's out of the camera shot. And it is so consistent. It's unbelievable. Like, does he do his hair and makeup before and get the feathers blown out before he goes on the camera too? Because it's the funniest thing to watch. And I think you do it on purpose. Do you do it on purpose to block his shot?
No, I don't do it on purpose most of the time. I'm just moving the chair around, and there's Chet moving back and forth, trying to get in view because he knows when I'm here talking, most of the time the camera is on. And they're very smart cockatiels. They're incredibly intelligent birds. And so he needs his own entourage, Chet, you know, because he's just, he's just so much to handle. And so he does this, and he does this more and more, where he wants to be out and about when the camera's on. So he'll start moving around, trying to get in view and trying to do things. And sometimes I'll let him out of the cage, and that'll make him happy, and he'll fly around the room, and he'll go perch somewhere. Sometimes he'll start whistling the theme show to the Andy Griffith program before I teach. I'll take him out, and all of a sudden he's whistling, and I, put him up to the microphone, and I let him have his, his 10 minutes, of fame. And then I let him go off. So, but it's kind of funny because it's interesting because Garden of Eden was man communing with God around the animals. That's what it was. Man worshiping the Lord and communing with God surrounded by animals. So it's kind of funny that the IRS doesn't define a church that way because that's how it started.
Right.
But it's... The Lord did it that way for a reason, I think, where he had everyone in the same garden, everybody together. And so this is just a small representation what goes on here of that. So, and as we expand, because I have, different areas being built for different animals, as we expand and it gets nice out, I'll be outside walking around. Preaching and teaching amongst the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Around
and
the
you had a new
animals.
Addition. You had a new addition yesterday, right? A little
yes.
surprise.
Yes, a little surprise. We'll probably have more surprises before Ruben, you know, goes in for his operation.
we'll say. It is a rabbit. It is a rabbit. So, you know, they're expecting more than just a few surprises. They multiply pretty quickly.
Yes. So Ruben will be going in for an operation probably in the next 2 months. You know, so sometimes we find animals on the sanctuary, you know, wild animals, and we have to, you know, help them. So it's been a, you know, and you know, you got the flip side of the sanctuary, you know, you got to watch out for predators and you know what I mean? And we found creative ways around that, that the Lord has shown me over time, you know, how these birds will chase these birds away. So if you feed these birds, they'll chase hawks away and you know what I mean? Over time, you know, I've seen the animal kingdom around here and how they operate. And so it's a big part of
it. You know, your history, I mean, you originally were like, oh, I don't know, Wall Street and in an economic world.
I was a hedge fund accountant. Yes, I was a hedge fund accountant. I happened to be very good at economics. And Dr. Howe, my economics professor, he used to go, if you want to pass this class, go study with Amanda. He used to tell the students in the class, if you want to pass this class, because I just happened to have a knack. My father, who went home to be with the Lord in 2019, was very good at math. Mm-hmm. And my heavenly father's excellent at math because he created math. So basically I inherited that. And so I started out as I was a little too colorful to be a hedge fund accountant, let's be honest. You know, most of them have very dry personalities. And I was like, you know, in Sesame Street, one of these things doesn't belong. When you got four in the square and they're trying to teach the kids one of these things doesn't belong, it was me in the hedge fund world. So although they did love me, I worked at Globe Financial Services, which since got sold off. But when I got sick, when all that happened when I was 21, they called for a year to see if I was well enough to come back. So obviously they enjoyed the colorfulness, which was wonderful on their part to do. But it was, way too colorful for the hedge fund world out there,
Which is great,
the Lord segued me out.
Yeah, and that's great because otherwise you wouldn't be doing what you're doing today, which is, I hope you realize what an incredible talent you have. And just the ability to share the way you share and how many people's lives you really affect and are going to be affecting in such a positive way. I mean, you made and I'm not just saying this because you're on the show right now. I mean, I honestly believe it. I don't just say things. I mean everything that comes out of my mouth. And it's changed how I look at so many things. And I know that you're doing amazing, amazing work. So I just hope that you really understand and appreciate that because you're changing someone like me. If you could change me and open me up to that, there's nobody you can't get on the team.
Well, you're so fun. You know, it's amazing because the Lord knows what touches people. He knows what motivates us. He knows what drives us. And so, it was interesting because before all this happened, now, I'd gotten that word at 26 about the Lord raising me up into a prophetic ministry, but there was a word that came from a gentleman before all this started, and he said, you know, Amanda, you've been through so much. He said, but now the Lord's about to make you a gift to a lot of people out there. He's going to give you as a gift to many. And so I think back about that word now, because the Lord has, in his mercy, allowed me to, you know, to do what I do for him and to truly touch people's lives by the power of God working through Ark of Grace Ministries and through me. And that's very humbling in itself, you know, that it's changing people's lives where they're drawing closer to the Lord, because that's the whole goal. That's your whole goal in ministry. You want people to have a deeper relationship with the Lord by watching what you do and say. You don't want them to be moved further away or to get more shallow roots. You want to cause them to grow deeper roots. in the Lord and become more steadfast in their faith. And if that is occurring, praise God, you're doing your job correctly for the Lord.
Well, you are definitely doing your job correctly, and you are definitely a gift. Definitely a gift. I know you said 5 minutes. I got you to talk a little longer. So is there anything else? I know. I'm like, all right, keep still going. Keep going. So is there anything else that you just wanted to share with the audience? And then, of course, you know, I want you to promote your organization because, you know, these organizations, they need – I'm not going to beat around the bush. They need money in order to operate. So, I mean, obviously, you know, if you want to help out the Ark of Grace Ministries and the crazy farm that she's got there in New York and help in any of your ways, obviously you can always make donations. So share something of a parting words, and then please tell people what kind of action they need to do to support you and something they can do to get on board to change their own lives.
Well, I want to tell them to really give the Lord and Jesus Christ a chance. Don't judge him based on what you have seen other people see and do if you don't want him judging you on other people. Truly give him a chance to reveal who he is. Get into the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Get to know by eyewitness accounts who Jesus really was. And allow the Lord to work in your life, because you're still going to have trials and tribulations, but you have Almighty God navigating you through them. And that's the advantage. So I would encourage people right now, in the middle of everything that's happening, to get their eyes on the Lord more than their eyes are on anything else right now, because he's a big God.
Okay. And then how do they support you and your organization? Because that's important.
Okay, so we have a website. It is arcofgrace-ministries.com. And then we have our YouTube channel, which is Ark of Grace Ministries. You can search. We also put the videos of the animals up there and what goes on this sanctuary. And then we also have Ark of Grace Ministries on Facebook. On Truth Be Told Radio Network, every Monday at 5 p.m., we have Faith Armor Up with Amanda Grace. And so that's on Mondays on Truth Be Told Radio Network, and Google and Alexa can be told to put on Truth Be Told Radio Network at that time, and they know how to do so, I hear. And so I think that's it. Let me think. Is there anything else that there's Ark of Grace for Him on, I believe, Instagram as well. We have
that.
Have Ark of Grace News on Telegram.
Oh, you're on Telegram. Oh, okay.
Yes, we're on Telegram as Ark of Grace News.
Yeah, I follow you. And then, of course,
yeah, we have to make a new Telegram account.
Okay, say the name of it again.
Ark of Grace News. Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, your show is on our Must Listen To page, so that way people can find that. I've got you and Pastor Dave, so they got Grace and Glory on there. They've
Wonderful.
Got your show, and I'm going to add.
Yes.
I'm going to add this new one, the Radio Network, so you get your own little graphic. So the best part is somebody just goes to the website, and, you know, this is supposed to be our sanctuary here, you know, for us patriots who are being censored all over the place. You know, we want to get in a safe space. That's what we do with a big safe space here, you know, like a speakeasy, because we got to stay underground. So they just go to the website, they click the Take Action tab, or they click on the Partners and Patriots tab, and then they look and they see your pretty picture, and they click it, and it goes right to your YouTube channel. So they can't see, find Amanda. They can't do that. And then we'll add you, because you guys are a nonprofit, so I'm going to add you to our nonprofit section so then people can go directly to the ministry's website, and that way that they can get more involved, follow you on all of your social media links, and then, of course, hopefully make a donation so we can get more animals on the sanctuary and support you and all the great, incredible work that you are doing and the gift that you are to everyone that she met and starts to listen to.
Wonderful.
You, all righty.
Well,
thank you. Like I said, I've taken a ton of your time, and I appreciate you so much. You mean you're more than an all-star partner. You're a superstar. You're the Wonder Woman of the prophetic world. So thank you for everything that you do and for being a friend of us I appreciate you so much. So thank you.
Thank you for being here, Michelle. Thank you. Thank you. So glad to come on with you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when I met you here in person, you gave me a nice big hug, and then I tried to say, hey, you come on whenever you want. And you're like, oh, God, here's another groupie. I got another groupie.
No, I didn't think that at all. We were in the middle of chaos because we had to move the location again.
Four times.
So, unfortunately, you know, because of, we had to keep moving, you know, the location. But, yes, I mean, I was so happy we got to meet you when we went out there.
Yeah. I was just kidding. And, one other plug for everybody who's listening. We did a one-on-one show when they came out, just before they came out here to Arizona and got in that RV.
Yes.
That's episode 161 with you and Pastor Dave Scarlett, your brother from another mother, and it's such a great episode that you both really brilliantly performed and was so entertaining, but serious entertaining all in the mix. And that's why your show Grace and Glory is such a pleasure to watch, and I encourage people to watch that show on your channel too, and in addition to his. So and a new show is coming. What is your busy bee? All right, my dear, I will let you go because I don't want you to think that I'm keeping you longer than I'm supposed to. So thank you so much for coming on, Amanda Grace. And again, you're a
thank
gift.
You.
Keep on giving. Keep on giving, my friend. Here, see, he's chirping.
Thank you. I hear
him chirping.
Yep.
Thanks, my friend.
They're all going off in there right now. Thank you. Thank you. God bless everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my dear. Oh, wow. What a powerful, powerful segment we just did with the Prophet Amanda Grace. I love her. She is such a gift. And I'm like I tell you, I'm not saying that just because she's on the show. I really mean it. She's the way that she delivers, the way that she, even with Pastor Dave Scarlett, but, you know, the way that she, her personality just brings a whole new aspect for people to get closer to God and understand and learn some history, you know, giving Jesus, like she said, the Lord a chance, and creating a deeper relationship with the Lord. You might actually end up putting their Bible on your desk like me, and then thankfully Mitzi Purdue gifted me the American Patriots Bible so we can combine the love of God and the love of country on this platform to encourage all of you to do the same. So we are well over, very well over, so I'm just going to let everybody go here. Again, special thank you to all of our partners. Those were our all-star partners, pretty powerful show. Didn't really, these Tuesdays and Thursdays, all-star partner segments that we're doing, a little bit more serious, don't have a lot of my stuff thrown at you, and you just kind of gauge with where the mood and the momentum and the theme of the show, whatever direction that goes, I'm not gonna stop it, and I'm not going to try to take it in a different direction. Just wherever these all stars take us, we're just gonna go on the journey with them. So I hope that you guys enjoyed that. As I mentioned, I'm gonna take those two segments from them that Pastor Greg delivered, which that prayer, so you can use that as a make a cheat sheet and use that so you don't have to think. You could just have something ready to go. And then, of course, the anointing of the equipment and the little speech that Prophet Amanda Grace gave about getting rid of these demons when they're trying to disrupt your life, whether it's equipment or anything else that's going sideways from the situation. So I'm going to do that and put it on the website, make it a soundbite. So I encourage you to start using those. So, again, special thank you to my super all-star guests today, Pastor Greg Young, Shelby Bush, and the Prophet Amanda Grace. And I want to thank all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their episodes, their info, it's all listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You go to the Take Action tab. You go to the Partners and Patriots tab. You'll see on there must listen to or must watch. Amanda's show is linked to that. Pastor Dave's show is linked to that. All the people that have shows that have been our partners. And there's a whole bunch of shows on there that haven't come on the show yet, but they're shows that you should be watching, people that have the messages that matter. And we just want you to know about them. So you just click on the pretty photos and you'll go directly to either their website or whatever channel that they're on. Again, the episode I did with Prophet Amanda Grace and Pastor Dave Scarlett is episode 161. I encourage you to listen to that. It's a fun show, 161. And they did that before they were headed out here in that RV to Arizona. And again, you know, listen to her shows and listen to their Grace and Glory show together. I'm just such a huge fan of hers. So tune in tomorrow, Friday, March 19th. March 19th. Oh, my goodness. We're going to do another live episode of Purpose Driven Partners. That's five spectacular guests in seven-minute segments. Tons of tips and takeaways for everybody. And don't forget to follow us on social media and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. We're being censored. We're being censored. So if you can rate and review us, we'll get back up in the rankings. And if you want to so follow us on social media, especially Rumble, we love Rumble. I'm putting all the videos on there of the episodes. So all of both of that information, plus the links to subscribe to any of the podcast players that we're on, all the major ones, just go to the top of any of the pages, especially the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. There's a graphic there to rate and review the show. I'd appreciate it. And on the right, there is links, all the links there, is a graphic there for links that has all of our links for social media and much, much more. And, you know, send us messages. Let us know what type of guests you want to have on, what kind of themes, what kind of topics. This is a community. So we want you guys to be interactive and tell us what you think and tell us what you want, and we'll do it. And if you want to be a partner with us, there's a graphic on that homepage and on the Partners and Patriots tab. It says book your seven-minute segment. You can come on the shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live at 12 p.m. Pacific time, and join our community. It's free. You just got to be a good person doing good business and good things. And we'll have you on the show. You come on once a month and share with people. Very easy. We're here to support small businesses. We're here to support nonprofits. We're here to support purpose-driven people who are really making changes out there, and especially if they've had their voice censored, or we want to just help everybody out and create a real trustworthy platform and a location where everybody knows that the people on it, they're telling you the truth. They're just there to help. No one's selling anything. It's, you know, Everything Home. You're a censorship-free, safe space, sanctuary, speakeasy for the patriots, people who love this country, people who love God. All right, I'll let you guys go. I'm way late, way over, well worth it. Definitely listen to this episode a couple times. And I think you're awake. Kind of give you some take action items there on the take action tab. Looks like we're going to be contacting Miss Kristen Sinema starting today if you can, but definitely tomorrow. You'll be hearing a lot about that tomorrow. So, yeah, everybody's awake. Go take some action items on what we shared today. Listen to this episode a couple times. Incredible information from the three guests. Make it a great day because you deserve it.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.